Hello and welcome to episode number 30 of Zach's Tech Talk Tuesday. My name is Ryan McQueeny, and on this week's show, we'll be highlighting a few major large cap tech stocks and looking at whether now is the best time to be buying into the blue chips. So the technology sector has obviously dominated Wall Street over the past couple of years. Maybe that's the reason why you listen to this podcast. Maybe you're just an interested techie like myself. Either way, many people are probably feeling that the opportunity to win big on tech stocks has already passed. Of course, you're going to get some varying opinions there. But I think, you know, there are still plenty of opportunities to cash in as we head further into 2008. Now, before we get more into that, we need to definitely acknowledge that these last few years of tech dominance has obviously not been the first notable tech rally. And anytime you really think about tech stocks surging, you think of that cloud of the dot-com bubble that still lingers over every investor that I know that really went through it. And I know plenty of people, traders and investors alike, who remain hesitant to load up on tech stocks because of their experiences with the dot-com bubble. However, unlike the dot-com bubble, there is really some true earnings and revenue growth fueling this current tech rally. And then another thing that I think is interesting about today's tech rally and what gets us into our kind of overall point of this episode is that rather than kind of everybody jumping on the next big thing, these tiny little startups that are really generating more attention than they are earnings or revenue, some of the best performing tech stocks in our current bull market are the tried and true brands that are getting rewarded for their respectable growth and also their dominance in budding sub-industries. So this really means that some of our strongest tech stocks today are the household names that consumers already know and love. So this is kind of what brings us to the topic of today's episode, the large caps, the blue chips. Because when I look at the Zacks rank lists right now, I am really struck by a few kind of name brand household names with several very strong characteristics in addition to their great Zacks ranks. So first up, I want to highlight NVIDIA, which I think if we were talking two or three years ago, NVIDIA would not necessarily be what I would call a household name. But thanks to its strategic investments in data centers and artificial intelligence, NVIDIA has emerged as one of Wall Street's most popular stocks over the last 2 years. And with a market cap of about $113 billion, NVIDIA is certainly no small fish. NVIDIA shares have gained over 140% within the past year, but the stock's Zacks rank number one strong buy ranking implies that we might still have some room to run higher. Our current consensus estimates are calling for NVIDIA to see earnings and revenue growth of more than 28% in the current fiscal year. And on top of that, management is strengthening its cash position with cash flow growth of 124% right now. But NVIDIA is currently trading with a PE ratio of about 38, which comes in obviously significantly higher than the broader market average, as well as the about 16 average PE ratio we see displayed by its semiconductor general Zacks sub-industry. So this kind of brings me kind of back to those skeptics we were talking about from the dot-com, with the hesitation lasting from the dot-com bubble. Those skeptical of rising valuations in this sector really point to a company like NVIDIA and its kind of relatively high PE as just another example of a new bubble forming around tech stocks right now. However, this is actually the lowest valuation we have seen for NVIDIA in nearly a year, just in terms of the forward PE. And believers in NVIDIA's future would probably argue that investors simply have to pay a premium for companies like this, these rare companies that have the potential to lead humanity into the next great technological age. Obviously, the core of the business for NVIDIA is still gaming, PC gamers. The company's GPU devices are a top choice among PC gamers. But when we talk about the things like AI, self-driving cars, machine learning, data centers, NVIDIA's like key growth catalysts going forward are things that really have the potential to shake things up, not just in the tech sector, but really for humanity as a whole. And that kind of opportunity, that kind of investing opportunity on Wall Street is very rare. So the fact that we're looking at about 38 times forward earnings right now, it's actually the lowest that's been in nearly a year. Perhaps we're looking at actually a unique opportunity to invest in NVIDIA right now. Moving on to another kind of unique moment for a key tech company. The next large cap I want to highlight is Facebook. So Facebook is obviously the world's premier social networking website, and through its WhatsApp and Instagram subsidiaries, as well as its own Messenger mobile application, the company has a stranglehold on internet advertising and communication. Facebook has also recently invested in original content and live streaming and really stands ready to become a dominant multimedia force for years to come. Facebook is currently sporting a Zacks rank number 2 buy and is widely considered a must-own internet play. Despite promising to spend more money on security and vetting content in 2018, and that's a strategy that's a direct result of what we've seen in the headlines recently, Facebook really getting tied up in this Russian campaign to spread disinformation in the 2016 election cycle. There was actually indictments about a week and a half ago now of several Russian nationals that are linked directly to buying advertising on Facebook. So Facebook's trying to crack down on stuff like that, trying to crack down on the spread of disinformation and kind of malicious and manipulative content. One of the ways it's doing that is hiring more people to vet this type of content. And that obviously costs money. We also know the company has very publicly said we're going to spend more money on security and content vetting in a multitude of different ways, so much so that they expect it to affect profitability in the current fiscal year. But despite all of this, Facebook is still projected to end the fiscal year with earnings growth of 17% based on our current consensus estimates. And that's really respectable double-digit growth for a company that's in the position that it is in already. Meanwhile, shares are trading at a more reasonable 25 times earnings, and with the stock's PEG ratio at just about 0.94, investors are clearly getting a pretty decent price for the EPS expansion we just talked about. And moving on, I want to highlight one more large cap tech company, and I think this one might even be the most surprising on this list, at least for me. So it's going to be Sony. This Japanese electronics giant has a dominant position with many key products, including audio and video equipment, televisions, displays, semiconductors, electronic components, computers, computer peripherals, telecommunication equipment, obviously video game consoles with the PlayStation brand. Sony has actually put together a relatively good past 52 weeks. The stock has soared about 60% over that time frame. However, still what I'm going to call a rare value play for such a dominant tech stock. Sports an A grade for value in our style score system. And, you know, despite its strong surge, the stock is still trading below 14 times earnings and 0.9 times revenue. Management generating $2.93 in cash per share right now. That should help the company strengthen its financial position as it looks to kind of enter this new era of technology. We're going to have to invest more in some of the budding markets we've talked about. And thanks to softer year-over-year comparisons, earnings growth is expected to fall in the triple digits in the current fiscal year. We are looking at that expansion expected to continue on the top line in the upcoming fiscal year, with year-over-year comparisons getting more difficult. Earnings growth really not the highlight there. But not every company is a growth stock, obviously. You know, kind of the storyline with NVIDIA and Facebook is how dominant they are with and still the amount of growth opportunities still there. For Sony, I think looking at it, a great Zacks rank, but also a great value opportunity. And again, that's that household name, name brand type of company that's really leading the charge with the stock up 60% over the past year. To some might be surprising to see that kind of activity. When we look at 60% in a year, we're often thinking about these kind of young, high-flying, explosive growth stocks. But a company like Sony doing that is definitely an interesting storyline and a stock I think everyone should continue to keep their eyes on going forward. So to review, that is NVIDIA at a Zacks rank number one strong buy, Facebook at a Zacks rank number two, and in Sony at a Zacks rank number one strong buy as well. Three stocks to take a look at. Getting us back to our main question, should you be considering large cap tech stocks? If you have decided that's where you want to make your latest tech plays, I would point you in the direction of these three stocks right now. But of course, always a fan of dissenting opinions. So as a reminder, if you feel that I missed anything, or if you want me to cover a different story, or let me know how you feel about these three companies, feel free to shoot me an email at podcast@zacks.com. Make sure to check out all of our other audio content at zacks.com/podcasts. And remember to subscribe and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. As always, thank you guys for listening to the Zacks Tech Talk Tuesday show. We will see you next time.